As I have said for many years, women with disabilities are women too. There's really no reason why women with disabilities shouldn't be engaged. In terms of my personal experience, as a child, I had low vision, which degenerated into now I'm blind. I think it's important for me to take my advantages of my legal education to work with, and I do say with rather than for, work with my sisters around the world to advance all of our rights. You know, sisterhood is powerful, and if we all work together for our mutual rights, it will be a better world.
So what would you say are some of the obstacles that you'll need to overcome?
With this panel, we really want to hear from disabled women ourselves, and not have others talking for us, but rather to know what the issues are that are of the most importance and what are the main issues and the strategies that we all think will advance our rights. In some places, it's been very successful where there's been good collaboration. In India, for example, the women's movement and the women with disabilities movement have collaborated quite a bit. In other places, that collaboration has not been as successful. Some of the women's rights organizations see the issues as too separate. We're hoping to figure strategies to overcome all of those barriers.
So what does success look like? How do you know when you're finished with your work?
I mean, ultimate success is peace and safety for everyone and full economic security. Short-term successes, I think, which are probably more realistic to think of, are just bringing a more cohesive women's with disabilities rights movement that works with the women's rights movement, but also that governments and UN mechanisms, agencies turn to for expertise. You know, so often when we talk about people with disabilities, we talk about protection. We don't talk about agency and empowerment and participation in making the decisions to design the programs that are supposed to benefit us. So those are, they're pretty lofty short-term goals, but to see some progress on that, which I think we're beginning to see. The fact that the panel that we're about to go into is not only co-sponsored by disability NGOs, such as our organization, but it's also co-sponsored by UN Women. And I think that's a role model for not only other UN entities, but also for the women's movement around the world, who looks to UN Women as a leader on women's rights.